This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Rob. Welcome to 6 Minute English. My Brazilian colleague Grace is with me today. Hello, Grace.
Hi, Rob.
Today we're talking about the Brazilian economy and we'll have some language related to money and investments. Grace, you know what? I want to be rich.
Oh, so do I, Rob, so do I.
But should I invest my money in Brazil?
That's a difficult question, Rob. Let me give you an easier question first, and then we can listen to an expert who knows all about it.
Okay, well, ask me the easy question then.
What's the name of the Brazilian currency? Is it A, the Brazilian peso, B, the real, C, the Guarani?
B, the real.
I'll give you the answer at the end of the program, and I can even show you some Brazilian notes and coins.
Okay, that's exciting. You're going to show me Brazilian notes, pieces of paper money, and some coins. Good. I love coins, and I know some people actually collect them.
But now, let's talk about the Brazilian economy. You are going to hear BBC business reporter Robert Plummer. Overall, does he think the Brazilian economy is strong?
The Brazilian economy is at a crossroads. It's now been 2 decades since the anti-inflation plan, which changed the currency in Brazil. But the government arguably has not really built on that legacy. There are structural reforms, the tax system needs changing. A lot needs to be done to put the Brazilian economy on a sustainable footing.
He says it's at a crossroads, in a place where it could do well, but a lot needs to change first. It could go either way.
Yes, 20 years ago, there was an anti-inflation plan, a plan to stop inflation, which is the continuous increase in prices of goods and services. It makes life very hard.
It was a very good plan, you know. Before that, you would go to a shop to buy food, and each month, the same amount of goods cost more and more. The salary, well, the salary remained the same. It was a real nightmare.
I can imagine. But he said, after that, the government hasn't built on the plan's success. To build on success is to use success to do more things and get more success, to achieve more.
Rob, earlier you asked about investing in Brazil. Let's hear what the BBC expert has to say about it. Which thing might attract investors?
The Brazilian economy is as globalized as anywhere else. It's offering investment opportunities for foreign investors. It has some of the highest real interest rates in the world, so there's a chance of a quick profit. But it's also a risky place. People pay a premium to get a better profit. If, on the other hand, other investment opportunities arise elsewhere, this is hot money. It can flow out again as easily as it flowed in.
So, the chance of a quick profit. It's the money you earn after you pay costs. Well, sounds good to me.
Yes, he says that's because it has very high interest rates, which here means the percentage your money grows when it's invested.
But this extra money is not guaranteed. The analyst also talks about risk. He says the Brazilian market is a risky place.
Yes, risky. It means that there is a possibility of something bad happening, like, for example, Rob, losing all your money.
Oh, dear, so I should think carefully. But I think I'm in luck today. I think I got the right answer to the question you put to me at the beginning of the programme.
The name of the Brazilian currency?
Yes, that's it.
Well, the choices were the Brazilian peso, the real, or the Guarani. And you said?
I said real.
Well, you're in luck, Rob. I don't know if you're going to be rich, but you know already the name of the currency. Mm-hmm. The Brazilian peso does not exist, and the Guarani is Paraguay's currency. Mm-hmm. The Brazilian currency had several names in the 20th century, from contos de réis to cruzeiros and then cruzados. After that anti-inflation plan in the mid-19s, the name changed to real, 1 real, 10 reais. This is for the plural. Here are some of the notes, Rob. Have a look.
Okay, they're all different colours. We have 2 reais.
Reais.
We have 2 reais with a picture of a turtle. 10 reais with a very nice picture of a parrot on the back.
And when I look at that parrot, Rob, to be honest, I imagine it saying to me, don't spend it, don't spend it, so I can save and maybe make myself a nice pot of money.
And how much would I need to buy a cafezinho, a small cup of Brazilian-style coffee?
Well, one cafezinho in São Paulo, for example, can cost from 250 to 350 reais, 3 reais and 50 centavos, or even more if you go somewhere a bit fancy. And if you go to a supermarket, you might be able to buy a bottle of 1 liter of coconut water for around 12 reais.
Good, good. I'll hang on to these notes. Thank you.
Well, our time is up, but before we go, could you remind us of some of the words we heard today, Rob?
Of course. We heard notes, at a crossroads, anti-inflation, to build on, interest rates, profit, risky.
Now it's time to say goodbye and go for a cafezinho, Rob.
Of course it is. But please join us again soon for 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. Hasta luego.
Bye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.